This is a Dairy Radio Minute.
Focus is going to be on colostrum replacers. For our listeners, colostrum is the very first milk a cow has produced. It's very rich and creamy-like. It'll contain six times more protein, and the most important part of that protein is the immune globulins that give the calf immunity. Those are called IgGs. And when the calf is born, unlike a human or some other animals, there is no immunity protection because of placenta barrier as far as that goes. Ideally, colostrum should go into the calf at least 4 hours after birth, because now that IgGs, these antibodies, have to be absorbed across the intestinal lining. And after about 16 to 24 hours, where that thing shuts down, it's called closure and cannot be absorbed. So, Bill, our take-home messages are that the colostrum replacers have its place. There are some real advantages and disadvantages, and costs would be involved as well.
Thank you, Mike. Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois.